I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 1st. Today in 1928, Paul Warmick's Gully Jumpers record at the YMCA in Nashville with producer Ralph Peer. Two of the songs from the recording session, including The Little Red Caboose Behind the Train, become the first country songs recorded in Nashville to be released as single. Today in 1958, U.S. Army Private Elvis Presley arrives in Bremerhaven, Germany. He spends the next 17 months in Germany serving out the rest of his military service. Today in 1964, Johnny Cash releases his concept album Bitter Tears, Ballads of the American Indian. The songs on the album focus exclusively on the history of and problems facing Native Americans. Today in 1969, Loretta Lynn records You Wanna Give Me a Lift, Wings Upon Your Horns, and her timeless classic Coal Miner's Daughter during an evening recording session at Bradley's Barn in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Today in 1977, it was a busy weekend for Kenny Rogers. He gets married to Hee Haw cast member Marianne Gordon and performs Lucille and Daytime Friends in an episode of the show. Today in 1990, the self-titled debut album by Garth Brooks earns a platinum certification from the RIAA. The album has gone platinum 10 more times since then. Today in 2005, Dierks Bentley performs Come a Little Closer during his official induction into the Grand Ole Opry. Today in 2007, Keith Urban falls off his motorcycle while trying to flee from paparazzi on his way to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in Sydney, Australia. We're remembering the birthday today of songwriter Cliff Friend, born on a farm outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, today in 1893. He writes the song Lovesick Blues, sells the rights to the song for $500, and it becomes the first number one single for Hank Williams in 1949. We're remembering the birthday of singer Bonnie Owens, born today in 1929 in Oklahoma City. She was married to Buck Owens and later to Merle Haggard. Happy 71st birthday to songwriter Dave Gibson, whose writing credits include Tanya Tucker's If It Don't Come Easy and Confederate Railroad's Queen of Memphis. Happy 50th birthday to singer-songwriter Kelly Willis, born in Lawton, Oklahoma. And happy 36th birthday to songwriter Ross Copperman. Born in Roanoke, Virginia, he has written number one songs for Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, and many other country superstars. And that's what happened today in country music history for October 1st. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.